Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hello. Very smiley today, Shannon. Haven't you noticed?
Your hair is in a weird state of growth right now.
I don't know what to do with it. See, I had to go left because the right, if you notice from last week, it looked like fucking Beaker from the Muppet Babies. So that was a problem. So this, I mean, it's kind of Hitler-y. But like you said, it's in a very awkward stage of growth. So
it is.
We'll get there. I'll be handsome daddy Maddie again.
But I feel like you're going to get there today because of how you're already playing with it.
Yeah, it's like a little flickable right now. So it's good.
All right. On today's show, two amazing guests. Everyone is fixing their hair. returning guest to the show, comedian, brand new host of No Need for Apologies. It is Dave Temple. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Shannon. This is dope.
Of course. It's been a long time, and I realize you haven't been on since we've been doing the new segments. So we have to hear your stories.
All right. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
And host, model, writer, producer, Twitch streamer, I believe is what they call it. And I will say a fellow Chippies angel.
Yeah!
Sia Anderson, welcome.
Wow, thank you for having me. And thank you for making that sound so impressive. You're like, I'm going to list all this. Like, thank you. I was like, wow, that sounds like I do cool things.
I think you do cool things.
Thank you.
So before we get into the segments with you guys, I have a question that I want to pose to the group because, you know, most of my daily life is now around comedians and I don't know if their opinions are the norm or if it's really far out and I actually am normal in my own thinking because they make me feel like I'm way more of a prude than I think I actually am. So I'm going to get into
it. Sex?
Yeah, but this is different. It's almost 3 years, everybody.
Just saying. Okay, all right. Just for the record.
In March, it'll be 3 years. On Real Ass Podcast, and before I get into this, I just want to say for the listeners that are not Gas Digital subscribers, this is one of the many reasons why you should sign up to GasDigitalNetwork.com is because we will often talk about other shows on the network, other hosts on the network, and the best way to kind of be clued in on everything that's going on is to be a member, and you can do that by going to GasDigitalNetwork.com and using promo code TTI for a two-week free trial. So on Real Ass Podcast earlier this week, everybody was talking, the guys were talking about getting rub and tugs. And they asked me if I would be okay if my boyfriend went to get a rub and tug, if I would consider that cheating. And for me, I do consider that cheating because that is sexual contact with another person. And they all attacked me saying that I'm a prude and I have a closed mind and I'm crazy and I'm like someone from the 50s for not being okay with my boyfriend getting jerked off by somebody else. Oh. So I would like to ask Zia first, how do you feel about this?
So that's actually come up in my relationship. funnily enough, it came up as like a what if. So my husband is of the mind that if you go in and it happens by accident, it's not a big deal. But if you go in to do it on purpose, like you go and you're like, oh, I meant to go get this done. Then it's like, that's cheating and that's not cool. Like you can't do that. But if you go in thinking you're gonna get a regular massage and they just do it, then it's like, well, I'm not gonna like marry this person. Or, you know, I'm not like running off with this person.
This feels like a pre-programmed excuse from him to me where he's like, hey, I didn't mean for it to happen. And it just,
it kind of does seem like that. But for me, yeah, no, that's also a no-go for me.
Okay,
is he older than you?
Sorry?
Is your boyfriend older than you?
Just a little bit, just a couple years. Yeah.
He's probably used a little mind control on you right now. Yeah, it's not really that big of a deal.
I'm gonna tell him you said that.
So, but if he went So if he went to a massage parlor thinking he was going to get a regular massage and someone just started jerking him off, he would then just allow it to happen because he didn't ask for it. And then that would be okay. In his mind, is that what he's saying?
Yeah. That's sort of what it sounded like. This was a few years ago.
And then in that case, you're okay with it?
Nah, not so much.
Okay. But not like deal break, not like a relationship ender.
Probably not.
Okay.
But I'd be pissed.
That's okay. That makes me feel a little bit better. Dave, is this something that you expect for, were you on that show, by the way?
I don't think so, but I've been looking for these combos, yeah.
Okay, so is this something that you expect your girlfriend to be okay with you doing?
Cheating?
Well, I won't say cheating. I'll say getting a rub and tug.
That's the answer, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I'd expect her to be okay with it, but yeah, I would set that up. I would never restrict the woman either. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you get old, and somebody's diabetic and needs to be carried to dialysis, like, they're going to be happy. Thank God you let me, like, fuck other people, like, because this sucks, you know? So it's just like, I don't want anybody to ever be like, they missed out on something. I get it. It ain't like, love is what's going to carry me into like my 70s and 80s and all that shit. Yeah. Sex and stuff.
Is that just for the equivalent of a rub and tug, or would that be any kind of sex?
I think about anything right about now.
Okay.
So you're for open relationship in general then?
I think like under 40, yeah. I think once you cross into like that mid 40s range, it's time to, you know.
Yeah.
You should have all of that out of your system.
Okay. So it's like in your relationship, if it's long term, there's a certain cutoff point where you kind of, it's like, oh, we got to stop now. We did
enough
that.
Is enough.
We're done. Yeah.
Right.
Let's get a grip here.
Okay.
It's a thing that you're going to constantly be dealing with. I feel like as long as you have a sex drive, you know what I mean? It's just like, we don't like, you know what I mean? Like if your significant other wants to overeat, that's going to be a pain in the ass on you and you're okay with it. You're like, okay, yeah, go ahead and have another slice of pizza. You know what I mean? But if they like want to have a release and be happy and be a better person just somewhere else, like that's not going to really hurt anybody, I don't think.
Well, not if it's a pre-discussed thing. Like, it's not going to hurt anybody if everyone is on the same page with it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about
you, Maddie? That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't force that on anybody. I get it. People don't feel that way either. So it's a conversation that's had. But I'm okay. I would want my girl to be okay with me getting a hand job, and I'd be okay with her getting flicked off or whatever.
I feel like guys also say that, like with the equivalent of the rub and tug. We're like, yeah, but you can go do it too, because like you know they're not going to do it. You know what I mean? So it's a real bluff. It's a real like empty offer.
Theirs isn't as
prevalent.
Yeah,
but it happens. Shit. It 100% happens.
I looked it up on that show.
Yeah,
it's more of a common thing than people realize.
Rub and tugs.
Well, for females.
Yeah, for women.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Yeah.
To go off and do something else.
To say that again, sorry.
To go off and get pleasure somewhere else?
Well, to go to like a massage place and be like manually stimulated by the massage therapist.
Right, because that's what the whole spa thing is, even though they're not really touching you. There's something sexual about the spa, right?
Are you telling me all those Czech massage videos I've been watching are maybe based in reality?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think that they're supposed to. I think that a massage is supposed to be clinical unless you jump over to that happy ending.
Please. But you are trying to relax somebody, right? So like, I never understood why the jerk off came at the end. I would think jerk off up front and then massage after.
That's what Lewis said. That's what Lewis says he orders them
See?
To do.
It's like one fucking mind. Oh, he ordered it.
It makes the massage way less awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
So what about you, Maddie?
Do I think, I guess, I don't know. Is it cheating? They're hookers, right? So they're like barely people. So you're not having sex with another person, right? It's just like a... Yeah.
They're just like a fleshlight.
Here's what, exactly. But it's like for lazy people, right? So instead of you jerking off yourself, you just lay there and you're like, you do the work and here's $50.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't care what you say about that.
Man, okay.
I
mean, so
rub and tugs are usually like Asian chicks, right? How many Asian women have ran off with someone's man?
It's true. Watch this.
Should that I really happen? Like, this is still your girl culture. You know what I mean?
Well, before you ask her, Maddie, so you're saying that it shouldn't be considered cheating. Is that your serious answer?
I think it's questionable. I'll say that. I don't really have a definitive yes or no, if that's all right.
Have you? Yeah, sure. Have you gotten any such service while in your current relationship?
Not with this one, no.
And okay, now you can. And would you be okay? Would you be okay if she went to get manually stimulated during a massage by somebody else?
I don't know. I really, you know what I mean? Like, I think about it a lot. I don't know. What you think I'd care if you got fucking diddled by some fucking... Oh, I guess I would. I don't know if you guys heard that, but she's like, yes, you would. You absolutely would. She's like, definitively, yes, you would. So what was the other question? Oh, are Asians people? Wait, hold on. Are Asians attractive? Wait.
Does she think it's cheating?
Oh, do you think it's... I mixed up the questions. Do you think it's cheating if I go get a rub and tug? What if it happens by accident? I feel like it's going to go into a yes quickly. So I'm like, what if it's by accident? Oops.
Starts happening, you're responsible
to stop it. I don't know. Can you guys hear that or no?
Yeah, she said,
if it happens, you're responsible for,
I feel like if you're going to be all logical about it, you know, that's a real problem.
Sounds like she thinks it's cheating.
Yeah, but it's a jerk off. Listen, did you hear what I said about it just being jerking off for lazy people? I don't care. All right, she doesn't care. She's
that is cheating. Fascinating because, yeah, why is it? It's not offensive when I jerk off. Right.
Like,
I do it to my
hand.
Yeah, you're not having sexual contact with another person.
Exactly, the stranger. Yes, we all know.
It's I don't know. I mean, this didn't really give me the answers I was looking for.
Let me ask you this. Scale of 1 to 10, right? You find out your boyfriend, husband, whatever, fuck somebody else, like from work or something. And then you found out also he got jerked off in a massage parlor, right? So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give each one?
Oh, you just lump that together. It's not separated. That's just one big, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is done.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear you say that because you might as well go the full Monty. You might as well never stop it, just a hint.
I mean, like separate, totally. All right, same guy, right? But like different universe. You understand what I'm saying? So one situation in this universe, one situation in that universe. Which one are you more angry about? I would imagine the fucking, you fucked a coworker. It's a 10 out of 10. And the jerk off has to be low on that scale.
Yeah, absolutely, though. That is true.
Three out of 10 tops.
I also think it's a certain kind of, it's a different like mind frame. Somebody that needs to be, needs to have sexual contact with multiple people. And so to me, that would just be an indicator that this person is along a different path in their mind than I am.
You're talking male versus female. This is very sexist.
No, I'm not. No, not at all. I'm just saying.
I'm just making sure we stay kosher.
I'm just saying another human being and me. You know, there's plenty of women that I think would prefer to have an open relationship, like Dave said before, or that would be down for this type of thing. I'm just not. So I need to be with somebody who's also not. If they are, then that same thing with cheating. It just shows that we just shouldn't be together. Mm. It's just not like where my mindset is.
It's fair.
Right. Because you're basically saying like you'd rather be with somebody who's like you already, as opposed to you coming around to that other way of thinking.
Right. Yeah. Because I also don't want to have somebody like deprive themselves, like you said before, Dave, you know, and someone who's just like white knuckling it through life that wants to be fucking 1,000 other people all the time. That's not like, I don't want them to be like dying to not have sex with other people. You know, I want them to be at least content in that situation as much as a guy can be.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but you could still be friends with somebody that wants to fuck everybody, right?
Yeah.
I can be friends. Yeah.
But you can't still love that. Like, all right, I'll put it to you like this. I'm trying to find out who's going to take care of me when I'm old. That's what I'm trying. I'm going to fuck whatever. I just need to find out what women are loyal enough to stick around when I'm old and need help.
I think, well, you have a daughter.
I got two.
There you go. You have them in case. Just in case of anything, they'll take care of you.
Yeah. So I could just be an inconvenience to their husbands or whoever.
Exactly. Just fuck whoever you want. I'm relying on my nieces to take care of me. That's all I got.
Same. We'll same, Shannon. I'm like, I hope my niece and my nephew love me.
You know, I just give them lots of presents now while they're young, and maybe they'll just remember that when they get older.
That's a guilt trip because I think about some people that gave me a lot of presents when I was a kid. Have no idea how they're doing.
Oh, no.
That's kind of the rub with being taken care of when you're older, because women tend to outlast the men and you just die alone anyway. Here's a good question. What would you rather have? You go first or them?
Oh, God.
Oh, me. Definitely.
I feel like
I agree with that. Yeah. But I also don't want to die. So it's kind of a very perplexing problem.
That's I'm with you, Maddie. I'm like, well, I don't want either.
Yeah, exactly. Let's both live forever. Deal? Time? Deal.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have the technology soon.
Yeah, I'm way past what I thought the expiration date was on my carton. So I'm like, okay, cool. But
you know what? Something weird on last week's show, we talked about how we would all want to be murdered. Carla Okerson was on the show, and I believe that she said first that she would like just her neck snapped. And so we were discussing how that's not always like a definite kill, because there are like the different bones in your neck. And this is just like a weird the thing incidence kind of. But after last week's show, last weekend, my grandmother fell and she broke a bone in her neck.
Oof.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Thankfully, like she's 94 and she's such a freaking strong fighter. And so like she was up walking the next day in the hospital.
That's like, insane.
She has a brace on her neck, but she broke the second bone, C2, I believe it is. And she's home now. She's chilling. She's relaxing, 94 years old.
You think Carla fucking did it? She was like, I'll show these motherfuckers that shit doesn't work. Come on now. Break this bitch's neck. I'll show them all.
Bad Joe Phil, if you can't snap a 94-year-old woman's neck.
All right. Okay, we can get into, now that we discussed that, we can get into the segments now. So normally the first question that we ask new guests on the show is to tell a story about your worst dating experience or weirdest sexual experience, meaning something went wrong. So since this is your first time on the show, Zia, what's your worst date or weirdest sexual experience?
Oof. All right. This is a toss up between a Tinder experience I had about 7-ish years ago or my very first kiss. And I don't know which one's worse, but my first kiss was pretty bad. It's always dudes just sticking their tongue in your mouth without you asking. I don't know why. I don't know what that is. My first kiss, I was 14 and I was at the mall with my friend, and I'm from Hawaii and our mall there is tiny and there's not a whole lot going on. And we were going to watch a movie. I don't even remember what the hell the movie was. We ran into these two boys that were friends and they were like, hey, do you want to go to the movies with us? And we're like, yeah, sure. So we went in. And the one guy that I was with started trying to finger me. And I was like, I don't really want to do this. First of all, I'm 14. I actually had no idea how old he was. He could have been 16 or who knows. I was like, I'm not into this. So he got mad and then just left. And then the other
guy.
Did you
go to the movies with Travis Bickle?
I don't know who that is. Damn.
I don't know who that is either.
I was like,
I'm old now.
Who is it?
From Taxi Driver, De Niro.
Oh, shit. I just watched that recently. I should have known.
I guess you weren't paying attention, Zia.
Clearly not.
Carry on.
Jeez.
It fingered again.
So he left. And then the dude that was with my friend then came over to me and stuck his tongue in my mouth. And I was like, what the hell is happening? It was terrible. And that was my first kiss.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, did you go along with that at all? Like, did you participate in that kiss?
I did. Cause I was so taken aback and I was like, what's happening right now? And then it ended and we left and I was like, oh God, it was terrible.
Yeah. The first like makeout is always pretty gross.
It's just weird. And especially if it's not with someone you actually like. It's awesome when it's with someone you like and you're like, oh, this is fucking amazing. But if it's with someone that you're just like, I don't really know about you yet, dude. And then he's just like, yeah.
You catch all the bullshit that worked with the last one. You're like, how'd this even work on anybody? This is terrible. What you're doing
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is fucking real trash that you dated before me. What the fuck does that say about me?
Seriously. Well, I know I'm trash. At least I know that.
Oh. Isn't it always at the first kiss or the first, I feel like high school kisses, where it's always like they do like the tongue.
You got to figure out top lip, bottom lip?
No. The tongues are just like chasing each other in circles the whole time.
Oh,
swirl.
Right around. Yeah.
And that's it.
There were some girls that didn't even do lips. They would just open their mouth and stick their tongue out to do that. Just like, what? Who taught you this?
Oh,
that's kind of hot.
I remember that girl telling me, because I wasn't doing it that way. She told me. you don't know how to kiss. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Like, why are your lips touching mine? Gross.
Yeah.
My first kiss was with somebody who it was like junior high school. And it was one of those things where I think we, something during the day, like passing notes back and forth or something. And it's like, oh, do you want to like take a walk after school? And so like, you knew that the take a walk meant that we were going to make out. And it was one of those, it was like a really weird, like we just walked up the block and then like walked into like a driveway a little bit and then did the kiss and then walked back to our friends. It was very weird. And that was the guy who later in life went on to murder his wife and is now in jail for murder.
Mm. What?
Mine's isn't that bad. But I remember following mine and it got bad. I dated a girl, I was in sixth grade. So my school went from K to six, seven, 10, and then like something like that, seven to nine and then whatever. So basically I started dating in like sixth grade and this girl met me and gave me a tongue kiss and it was so gross. Like I wasn't ready for it. She just did it. I had to go home and like wash the taste out of my mouth. And I like ducked her for like the rest of the school year. And then I got punished for the whole summer. So I was able to sit out interacting with this girl because I knew she was going to want to kiss more. She was very aggressive. But that summer she ended up getting pregnant and she had a baby at like 13 or 14. But the rumor was that like she had really bad bacteria vaginosis that it stunk up the whole room when she was giving this birth to this baby. So that was like my final like notice of this girl. It was like everyone saying, yeah, she had a baby and her vagina stunk up the whole room.
Oh, wow. How weird that there people are spreading the rumor of what her vagina smelled like while giving birth. It just never came up with her like fucking everybody in town.
Yeah. She just what? So it's just like, I don't even know if that's true. It's just clearly she was not in good standing. So this was not a good girl to come into like middle school. Like, this is my girlfriend.
Right. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
What was
that? We could say for the fucking wife of the guy you dated.
Well, he didn't shoot her.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying to think. I think he threw it down the stairs or strangled her, something like that.
You ever get like real paranoid at night and think that the kiss you gave him was what set him off years down the road? Like it was a ticking time bomb?
No, because like I remember this particular guy, he had this like rage inside of him.
And those eyes that never fucking blink, that is wide open all the time, staring through your soul.
No, he fought with another kid. These are all like dorky kids because I was in like this smart kid class in junior high school. That
really
went away really quickly. Yeah, that went away. That was not the case in high school, but in junior high school. And so it was all a bunch of dorks. And so he fought another kid, and he was just like swinging wildly, like with so much anger, but never connecting. And it was just that just stays in my mind. Like he was so angry, but couldn't like focus it in. But it turns out that he was also like hiring a bunch of hookers and stuff on the side. And the day he murdered his wife, he went to go hang out with a hooker. It's a problem. It's a whole thing. And he's like dating on website, dating sites in jail. Yeah.
In jail? He's in jail on dating sites?
Yeah.
Bitches love a murderer.
It's true, actually. That's actually very true. You hear about those murderers who get love letters and like start relationships when they're in prison.
Yeah, we did one of those prison tours when I was in like, I don't know, junior high or high school, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And there was this guy in there. His nickname was Green Eyes. And he was this like Puerto Rican guy and he was handsome as fuck. And he had the greenest, most beautiful eyes you've ever seen. And he was talking about the love letters he gets. And he was like in jail, you know, in prison for like double murder or something fucking horrific like that. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, there was also,
you got it. Go.
There was also that guy, I am sure a lot of people heard about him, that he got a modeling contract after his mugshot was shot.
He was pretty hot.
That guy?
he was
a good looking dude.
Yo, all right. And this, I'm saying this as a dude and I'm comfortable saying this. He got less hot as after that thing, right? Like,
who is this guy?
More pictures of him. His name is like Jeremy Meeks. Don't ask
Brian,
to know that.
Can you find him, Brian?
But he got like weird looking, or I think he was always weird looking. As just the day of that mugshot, his 5 o'clock shadow was like perfect. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's just like Green Eyes.
Yeah, he peaked. He peaked on his mugshot, and then just went. But he did get like a modeling contract or something afterwards.
He did, and they had him on because I love Ridiculousness. They had him on Ridiculousness and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, he's like just weird and goofy looking. You know what I mean? It's just that mugshot. It just happened to catch him at the right angle.
You know, this does look like a model shoot, this fucking mugshot. His head's all tilted like, I'm cute, ain't I? Yeah, you are.
But it's called hybristophilia, like when women there. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Wow.
That's pretty great. Wow.
Just speechless. All four of us just fucking went speechless. Professionals. No, he's beautiful. I got lost in his eyes.
You know what? I started judging him, but I didn't want to say anything else out loud that might just make me sound like a straight homo. I'm just looking at him like, look, he's like balding. Like I just started tearing him apart like a chick. Like I felt intimidated by his beauty. Like, well, yeah, he's balding a little bit.
You don't realize it's happening until it hits you, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm petty.
Probably a real asshole.
Yeah, right? I do that now. Like, I do that now. If somebody sends me pictures of dudes, and I'll just be like, yeah, that beard is fake. Like, I've really been sensitive about beards this past year because this.
He wouldn't know how to treat you.
Beginning of the pandemic. And it doesn't look like anybody on Instagram's beard. So I've only come to the conclusion all of their beards are fake.
That happened on not 90 Day Fiance, but one of their spinoff shows, which is the Family Chantel. There was one of the girl, it's a whole long story, but one of the guys that one of them was dating, he admitted to filling in his beard with makeup. Oh. He admitted to it.
And here's the thing about that. I get mad when I hear that, not because they did it, but because I'm too dumb that I never thought to do that. Like, I don't know enough about cosmetics or women. Like, I don't know anything about taking care of yourself as a man to even know tricks. So I just, you know, I'm at a disadvantage. I want to be pretty.
Dave, it's never too late to learn. I was like that. I was the biggest tomboy and I didn't do any sort of female grooming. I was horrible at it until literally my mid to late 20s. Yeah. When I actually started taking care of myself and doing like human girl things.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
You know what it is though? I became a dad at such a young age that I just now, like, I'm like, oh, you got to take care of yourself too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been handsome as fuck, so I can't even relate.
Maddie.
Your boyish charm.
See? I didn't even have to tell her, Shannon. The guests are getting smarter.
Wait till his next glass of whiskey and let's see how you feel about his charm, Zia.
That's when it comes out. That's when the fucking kid comes out. Kid Daddy.
Oh, is that a new name? It's usually
it is now, Daddy. Apparently. I don't know. It just fucking came out there.
Okay, Zia, what was the other story, the Tinder one?
Oh, that was another story of a guy literally just shoving his tongue into my mouth. But this was worse. It was this Middle Eastern guy I went out with on Tinder. And we met up at a Starbucks, I think, I just got tea.
Right there. And call me racist, but Middle Eastern guy on Tinder, I'm out. I'm out.
So again, I blame everything on being from Hawaii and just like being kind of naive and moving and I'm just like, I don't know what I don't. There's not all stereotypes. Like, we have different stereotypes there. I feel like it's such a weird little bubble that, like, I didn't really know anything about it. I was just like, sure, he seems nice. Maybe, I don't know. Looks just good looking, whatever. Like, so I go and meet this dude. And it was at a Starbucks. I got tea. It was like 7 o'clock at night. We didn't go to a club. We didn't get any alcohol. So it was just really bizarre when we walked to the thing again, shoved his tongue in my mouth and just started kissing me. And I was like, all right, I guess this is happening. Wasn't super stoked about it. And then I left and I just never talked to him again after that. I was like, I don't. And then he got super pissed and started like blaming me. And telling, like, being like, you're ghosting me, and then started blaming me, being like, you wanted me to kiss you, and he like would not stop harassing me.
You wanted it more than I did.
And yeah, like that kind of thing. He would not stop harassing me. I had to block him. I was like, what the fuck?
Why did he bring up the kiss? Did you mention something to him about him kind of like forcing it on you?
Nope, just left and was like, all right, well, that was a bad experience. I'm done. Like, it was just one of those things where I didn't ever want to see the dude again. So yeah. I wasn't gonna be like, well, no, I just was like, no, I'm just not going to talk to you anymore after this. But he got so angry that I wouldn't talk to him afterwards. I was like, okay.
It's so weird but do you know what I mean though? That he brought it up to you. Cause like to you and your memory of it, that was like a big problem to you. It was him doing the kiss. And then he brought it up and was like, you wanted me to kiss you, as if he knows that he did the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think he knew, and he was just pissed off that it didn't work out in his favor.
Oh my God.
And I went on a lot of dates on Tinder, a lot. And honestly, he was the only guy that did that.
How did you end up meeting your husband?
On Tinder.
that, okay. I mean, it's good to know that it happens. I mean, like my best friend, Tiffany, who used to be on, she's been on the show before. She met her husband through Tinder. I guess it's just like, you can't discount anything because it's just your, it's just a way to meet another human being. It just doesn't really, hasn't worked for me.
So you moved from Hawaii
to LA, and that's where wow. I've been there. And then like 2 months ago, we moved here. Now I'm in Jersey.
Okay, I was gonna say, do you like your husband? Because if you're still living in LA, you almost kind of fucked up. See, Shannon, Hawaii is not that great. She moved away from it.
Dude, no, she's doing this backwards. I don't know what the fuck. She went from Hawaii to LA to Jersey. Holy shit.
I will tell you, I love Hawaii.
That is the most of like the most first world problem I've ever heard in my life. Like, I don't like Hawaii. It's boring. Dude, it's an island.
I didn't know her well enough to get on when she said that to begin with. But she's like, yeah, our mall was like nothing to do. It's like, it's fucking Hawaii.
Yeah, bitch. Why are you at the mall? What are you doing at the mall? Go to the fucking beach, you idiot. Sorry, no, I don't mean that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. No, I grew up at the beach. I mean, by the time I was 7, I could spear a fish at night in the water with a dive light, scale it, gut it, cook it, clean it, all that shit. Like, I know how to do all that stuff. and it's so like that stuff was great. And I definitely went to the beach all the time, so much so that I just had an eye doctor appointment and she was like, oh, you spent too much time in the sun. We need to keep an eye on your eyes. Like,
yeah, that's why I hate the beach.
Like, fuck.
Even though I just went crazy on you, I do hate the beach. I get it. I would hang out at the mall too. I don't know why I attacked you. I'm sorry, Zia.
No, you're fine. It was to clarify, we were at the mall at night. You can go to the beach at night, but you can also get in trouble if you go to the beach at night. Hawaii has a lot of crackheads.
Oh no.
Drugs are a huge problem. My sister's on the run right now. She's a meth head and no one knows where she is.
In Hawaii? Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, yeah, yeah.
Is it that big?
Oh, huge. Massive. It's fucking killed like half my family. It sucks. But
Hawaii.
Is what Hawaii? Oh, that big?
Hawaii,
oh, I mean
that big that they can't find your sister? They can't find a meth addict on
She probably just went underground.
She a good swimmer?
She's just swimming from island to island.
I feel like I'm picking up Shannon's show. Shannon, talk to the cat. Wait, listen, now does the so there's an underground area of Hawaii, like do people just live underground?
I honestly have no idea where she's at. So she went to jail for a year because she stole a cop's gun and got busted with it at Malama Market when she was shoplifting, and then they were like, hey, you have a police officer's gun, how did you get this? And so they arrested her. Go ahead. Sorry, Dave.
No, I was just joking. I said she got it from a Tinder date. Go ahead.
She might have. Who knows? and then my friend, who's a sheriff in Hawaii, messaged me and he was like, hey, so your sister's in jail. And I was like, for fuck's sake, what'd she do? We just sent her back home. It's a long story. A lot happened. It's like a 3 years of dealing with my sister's meth thing. She lost both of her kids. So she ended up in jail for a year. She got out. She was supposed to go. Part of her getting out of jail was she was supposed to go to rehab. So she did that, but on a different island than the island we're from. So we're from the Big Island. She went to Oahu. And she, I think within the first like 2 or 3 weeks of being out, maybe it was even less than that, tested positive and then took off. And no one's heard from her since.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you checked the volcanoes?
They only take virgins there, so.
You know, Hawaii stinks, is like my dream spot to go to. And every time I say that to my parents, when I'm like, I'm going to get there because I want to live in Hawaii for like 6 months and just get it out of my system. And Maddie always also tries to talk me
out
of it.
I'm telling you right now, Shannon, if you go to Hawaii and find her sister, that level of thing incidents, I'm quitting the show. That's it. I'm out of here. Enough for you and your synchronicities in my life, making me believe I'm in a simulation. I hate it. I've had enough of it.
Does this happen a lot?
Oh my God. It's been endless. The past, 2-3 years? How long has it been?
I don't know. Something like that. 2 or 3 years.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
And but they always tell
somebody handsome. Go ahead.
They always tell me that about like the homeless and the drug problem there.
Yeah,
but
it's really bad.
Still got to be in a beautiful, amazing place to live.
It's magical.
I had no idea.
It's fucking wonderful. I love it there. It was a combination. And my whole family's there and I miss them so much. My niece is there and it's a beautiful place and I will always, always, always love it. But it definitely there's the drug issue. And then also it's just really, 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 really expensive to live there.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, how awesome are drugs that they can ruin your life on Hawaii?
I know, right? You have like this beautiful stuff at your disposal and you're like, nah, I'm gonna do some crack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, I could visit the volcanoes or a fucking beautiful beach and catch a surf, but meth.
right. Okay. So Dave, last time you were on the show, the story that you told. And so now, since last time you were on the show, though, you were in a relationship at that time. And now you're, I don't know if you are now, but I know you got out of that relationship. Yeah. So I assume you've been back to dating and stuff. So maybe you have a new story. But the last story, so last time Dave was on, it was episode number 107. He was on with Tommy Pope. And it was actually the first time we did a Bad Things without titling it that. Mm-hmm. And we had a Dave and Tommy both tell us their some of their fight stories. But the bad date story that you told was a girl that had like weird inflections in her voice when she was talking to you, like something like very exciting and was just monotone. And then you had sex with her and she was like intentionally scratching you.
Yeah.
Was the story that you told. Yeah. Do you have another story?
Another one.
And
yeah.
And Dave is single now?
No.
All right. I was going to say, just for the record. All right, go ahead.
No, I can't. Not gonna be. No, all
right, single enough for Shannon. All right, good.
So, all right. And this one, as I was thinking about the story, I'm like, shit, this is self-induced, so it sounds kind of bad. But I once ended up with three women at a comedy show. One I definitely thought it was over with. So I took a girl on a date to a comedy show that I was doing. Like, I called one girl, and this girl was a bit of a, like, she was a pothead, basically. So the chances of her remembering or showing up was slim to none. She was, like, really, really bad with pot. Yeah. So even though she said
garbage people.
Even though she said yes, I wrote her off, and I called someone else. That someone else, it was the lady I ended up dating for, you know, for 10 years that we just ended things. However, this date. I want to say prior to, because when I met my ex, I was dealing with a lot of people. I was dealing with a lot of heartbreak. So I was out breaking hearts. You know how hurt people. I was just pushing that. So this one girl, I had literally just offered her earrings that were left on my nightstand that were not hers. And she was, you know, pissed, but I was so carefree about it. I was like, okay, well, then that one's just gone.
Wait, but, did you think that they were her earrings, yeah, or you were just like, here, take these earrings?
No, I thought they were hers.
Okay.
And so when she you know, had this fit, I'm like, okay, well, I get it. This thing is over. I guess I'll never see her again. You know, she left. And I get this comedy show to like a week later, and she's there with a guy. Like, she's like in the front row with this guy. And it's like, okay, it's weird, but it's like, fuck it, do the show. And after the show, when everything is done and I'm trying to like exit out of the bar, she kind of comes off of this guy's arm and really gets at me. Who is this girl? And blah, blah, blah. And like, she's making a scene. This is officially happening. And I'm like, I am confused because you're definitely, I thought we were done because of the earring thing last week. You're here with a guy. And I explained this to her. You're here with a guy. She goes, that's not a guy. That's my cousin. I brought him here to make you jealous. And right?
Like, worst.
Yeah.
She
brought her cousin to the thing to make me have a reaction.
But she's like, sure, we fuck, but.
So in the process of me being there with another girl, she flipped out and caused a scene. So now, like, this is my first time ever dealing with this kind of standoff of, like, a woman demanding to know who the fuck is that bitch and pointing at her. And I'm just like, right? And at the time, I think this girl that I may have had sex with, like, once or twice, the girl that I'm actually on a date with. And I'm, like, trying to get her out and away. And as we get out to the front of the venue, the girl's cousin is pulling her, like, just leave him alone. He's not worth it. Let him go. Boom, boom, boom. So I have to hear all of that as I'm walking. I am the guy walking across the street, and there's a girl yelling, fuck you, you piece of shit. Now, fuck that. And the guy's just, he ain't worth it, girl. Leave him alone, right? So as we're walking and making our way to the car, I'm embarrassed, right? I don't know what to say. I don't know how to even address this to the girl I'm on a date with. I'm just making my way to the car, and, like, out of a movie, fucking window rolls down, all the smoke comes out. It's the stoner girl. She just got here. She just got here. And, like, she's so high and she don't realize she's late. She hasn't noticed this thing happening in front of the venue. And literally she rolls down the window and she goes, hey, baby, that I missed the show.
So oh my God.
Because she threw out the hey baby, I can't even deny that I don't know this girl. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I am on a date with a girl who I actually like, you know what I mean? This girl I actually like. I've been shitting on women all spring and summer, you know, but this one kind of got me and boom, I look like a terrible person because all these women keep showing up and sabotaging my date. We was just trying to have a nice date and these hoes, they just wouldn't leave us alone.
Were you able to recover?
Yeah, we ended up having a kid and, you know, got engaged and had a house together.
Oh, that is our, okay.
Yeah, we were together for 10 years after that, yeah.
Wow, God bless.
But that was the worst date ever in my life.
That's pretty
bad. Did you get to do your set?
Oh, yeah, I did the set. Okay. Thank God, she didn't do it. She broke character at the end of the show, like as everyone was leaving the venue.
That's the plus, yeah.
Bought two tickets for her and her cousin.
At least she didn't ask for a comp, but then you would have known she was there.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot.
That's a very weird kind of crazy where she didn't like make a scene in the middle of it. She was like, no, I'll be polite and wait till the end to really make him feel like an asshole.
She didn't know about the other girl. She just knew. Basically, like hood shows, they would always be flyered around town. Like, so if you went to any bar that was remotely popping, you would come out with a flyer on your windshield. And that's pretty much what happened. She got a flyer on her windshield with my face on it. And she decided, you know, fuck that, we're going here. But it's a weird thing that like, because I think that for him to go along with this, between the two of them, and they thought this was a good idea. Like,
yeah.
No, you need to confront him, girl. You need to be brave. Like, whatever that is, you know, I think they thought they did a good thing that night.
Wouldn't the thing be to just like call you and have a conversation, maybe, instead of going to a public forum?
I would think the thing to do would be to not call ever again. Like, I don't know. Like, if, cause, I mean, we weren't in a relationship, but I get it. If you were that offended that I gave you the wrong earrings, why delete me? I'm a piece of shit. Like, I was done at that time. I'm totally okay with being a piece of shit.
Well, it's whenever you don't care that really people start to care.
Yeah. That's the bizarre thing. When you don't give a fuck, people really, they want you. Like, come on.
Yeah, it intrigues them. Like, why doesn't he care about all this stuff? Yeah. They want to know, you know, because I care about this stuff.
And I couldn't care. Not at that.
You know what it is? People focus on bullshit. That's the problem. And he's out here fucking like, yeah, exactly. I get it. I'm with you.
Okay, guys, before we go any further, today we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. So in case you don't remember, IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted, what you're reading, searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing. That's important because what you're doing on the internet isn't my business and it's no one else's business either. IPVanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. For just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year, you can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's some of the stuff you're going to get with IPVanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address cannot be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IPVanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 plus locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IPVanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing. 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help at any time. If you remember, these guys supported the show a few months ago and they've come back with an even better deal, wanting to offer something special for the new year. You're going to get 65% off now. 65%. So this is how you get it. Go to ipvanish.com/TTI to claim your 65% savings. They have plans starting at $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. This is the time to sign up. With our discount and their current promotional offerings, you can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IPVanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Show these guys some love. They're repeat sponsors. Remember, it's ipvanish.com/TTI to get the deal and start protecting yourself online today. One more time, that's ipvanish.com/TTI, all lowercase, to save yourself 65% today. Get on that, guys. All right, let's get back to the show. We're running really behind right now. So I'm going to move on over to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
And this is where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations that you've been in. Zia, have you ever been in a fight?
No, I've never been in an actual fight. I've almost gotten my ass kicked to a point where I had to leave. And I've talked about my sister a little bit before. She's fucking nuts. I love her, you know, meth aside. She's insane. I was really, really nerdy and very quiet. And she was very loud and very like, I'll kick your ass if you fuck with me type of girl, like real scrappy. And she gave a girl a concussion once, like was going to pull a tire iron out of the trunk to beat her ass. And my best friend was there and like had to physically pick her up and take her away. So she wasn't like bashing her in with a tire iron. But it was bad because we were down at the Kalapana night market and we're down there and we were just hanging out at a table. And there was these two like real big, like titta girls. I don't know how to explain what a titta is. It's, they're like very local.
All I'm thinking is big tits. So
no,
you gotta help me out a little bit.
No, it's like a very big, like local girl, like Hotita, like that's like, it's just, it's a very local thing, I guess. And
it's like in 50 First Dates, the woman that works at the diner.
That's what
kinda,
I'm thinking of.
Kind of, but like a little right. bit more.
Gangster.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Got it. So it's kind of like that. And they just, it's probably because I was down there and probably because I'm super pale, like whatever was happening, they just didn't like me and they were going to kick my ass. And it was my sister who will fight fucking anyone. Apparently there were too much of them that she first starts yelling at them. She's like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up. And she's like getting all super nuts and stuff. And then she like realizes how many are around and she's like, Zia, we got to go. So we just had to leave. So it was like one of those situations, but I've never been in an actual physical fight. I threw a chair at a library once because this girl was bullied me like a shit ton. And they kicked me out of the library. Like that's the worst I've ever done.
Did you throw the chair at her? Or you just threw it out of frustration?
She just threw it out of frustration. She was just really mean. She pissed me off a lot. Then I found out later that she hung herself in front of her kid.
Ah, so wow. You win.
I guess. Yeah, I found that out. Janice was her name, and she was really mean to me. She was like massive bully. And then I found out years later after high school, I was like, oh, well then.
Is there like a little part of you that's like, haha?
Honestly, no. Maybe if there wasn't, maybe if there wasn't a baby involved, but because there was a baby there, I was like, oh, that fucking sucks.
It really does. It takes all the fun out of it. You know?
It's like, yeah, it's like, well, fuck. I can't even be happy about that.
I really would have enjoyed that suicide if it weren't for the kid involved.
You know? Yeah, no. It was,
but kid aside. Yeah. Suicide. Kid aside and suicide.
Kid aside, suicide.
Write the t-shirt. I don't know.
Dave. So Dave, last time you were on the show, you told the story about when you got your nose broken, the folding chair to the face, Tom, at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another? I'm assuming you have another. Do you have another memorable fight story?
You assume I have another fight story? Well, you're right. I was actually in a weird fight last week on the L train platform. This was so bizarre. Like, there was a woman holding the elevator. I could see her. She got a baby carriage. She's standing in the elevator. I walk to the end where I go to catch my train. I catch the first cart. So I walk down, and when I see this, the way she's holding the door open, I'm like, oh, I know that stance. Like, it's black woman, hips. I'm like, oh, here's a standoff. There's something weird going on here. So I post up on the rail, and I just start watching just to see what's going on. And, she looks back, she sees me see her. So she doesn't really go off the way she's supposed to. But inside this elevator, she has blocked in a Jewish man and his mother.
Uh-oh.
She's trying to get in the elevator with her three kids and the stroller, and there's not enough room for the two families to fit. And I think she wants the Jewish family to shift into the thing so she can maneuver the stroller, but they won't. This is the standoff. This is what I'm gathering. So I'm watching, and you see when I find out about the Jewish family, they try to push their way out. They go, all right, well, fine. Let us out then. And now this lady's uncooperative. Nah, fuck that. Y'all ain't going nowhere. So she's not letting them get out. She's not allowing the door to close so that they can go up either. And she looks back one more time just to see if there's anyone looking. And of course it's me, I'm the only one. And she hauls off and punches the Jewish lady in the face. She just starts swinging in the elevator. I didn't know the kids were in there, I could see that, but she's punching over the stroller. The stroller now comes busting out as the man has to force the way out, you know, cause she's punching his mother in the face. And she comes out, and now her and the man are rolling around on the platform. They are tussling in a full-on brawl. So the kids are screaming, they're crying. I am high as shit, and I am just, I'm like, not scared, but I'm definitely like, this isn't funny, but I'm just like, this is weird. And people start coming down to the platform. Now, this is where it gets fucked up. Black lady, she's rolling around on the floor with a white guy. Immediately, all of the black people coming to the end of the platform. They're like, yo, get the fuck off of her. What the fuck? Right. So they go right for the, yo, that's a female. She got kids. And the dude keeps explaining to them, yo, she punched my mother in the face. But they don't see that. And I don't say anything. But then some black women looked at me. And you just sitting here watching the shit. And I'm like, nah, she punched the lady in the face, right? So, my attitude was definitely like, nah, this bitch getting what she deserves. You know what I mean? And then it, like, the whole thing just kind of turned into this weird racial thing. And I felt like an Uncle Tom because I didn't side with the black people. I felt bad because I probably could have said something up front to stop this. But, I wanted to see a train wreck. I had no idea it was gonna come my way. Like, as the men came down the platform and began to get in my face and shame me for watching a white man beat on a black woman, and I'm like, but she deserved it.
Like, yeah, so. You all wanted the fist fight. Whatever happened to judging on the content of their character? Their character is calling for a fist fight about now.
Man. So I'm arguing and shouting with the people, and then my train came, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. But they were full on. In my face, how dare you let a black woman get beat by a white man? And I'm like, you guys did not see the whole thing.
Like, you gotta pick a fucking team right off the bat. Like, I watched the whole thing happen. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I can't explain to anybody who's just running down here now. Yeah.
Did he end up like getting the better of her?
No, because he was bleeding. And she was definitely, then she did the thing on the phone. She's like, you're going to die today. You're going to die. So she's like calling somebody. And I felt bad for whoever got this call. You know, cause I think it was like the baby's father. And she's just on some, come to the train. Come to the train right now. And I'm laughing because I'm like, you got to give this guy some more detail. And this is a shitty phone call to receive. Like, these kids are screaming and all this commotion. And he's just like, I don't even, like, I have kids. If my daughter's mothers would have ever call me in that state of,
you go,
like,
ready to kill somebody,
but to find out that they're just manipulating, she was just playing victim. She could have waited. She could have. It was crazy, but there's no reason to punch an old Jewish lady in the face and then
victim.
She's not wearing a mask. I get it. Right?
Were they wearing masks?
They're on the back of their scalps.
I only saw their faces after all of the scuffles. And after all the scuffles, nobody was wearing masks.
Oh, that's my favorite fight ever. I don't know. What are you gonna do? Before we move on, let me tell fans of the show over the age of 21, I got something you're going to love, and that's HempireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. I took the Maui Cookies vape, tried it out. Fantastic. And Hempire Direct is priced to keep you high. And if you use promo code GASDABS, you're going to get $5 off any of their products. So, for instance, you can get Delta 8 THC distillate syringes for dabbing, $15. Delta 8 gummies, $15. 1 gram of Delta 8 dab diamonds, $15. And like I said, the stuff works. I tried the Maui cookies. It's fantastic. I recommend that one. So once more, that's HempireDirect.com for high quality, lab test verified Delta 8 THC. Promo code GASDABS is for $5 off anything you order. And right now, if you go to their site, you can enter for a chance to win a $999 dab rig. That's huge. So last time, check out HempireDirect.com or click the link in the episode description and use the code GASDABS for $5 off your order. And let's get back into it.
Okay. All right. We're moving on to our final segment now, which is scary things. And this is the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Zia, have you ever seen a ghost or had something weird happen?
The only thing that I can think back to when I think of that is hearing the drums of the Night Marchers and scaring the shit out of myself, thinking that's what it was when I was camping down in Waipio Valley. Night Marchers are these, they like walk along the side of the Ili'i, and there's like this stone wall that's supposed to go around the entire island, and that's where the Ili'i, which were like the Hawaiian kings, would walk on. And the Night Marchers were like the warriors that would walk beside them. And the story is that if you ever ran into them and like you had to take all your clothes off and go down like this and hope that they didn't kill you, because otherwise they would kill you. And Pops, this one of the guys that used to teach me martial arts when I was younger, told a story about that happening to him. So it always scared the shit out of me. And I was camping down in Waipio Valley one time, and we heard, and you're supposed to hear like the drums of them before they come. And me and all my cousins like heard the drums, and we were all convinced that they were going to come. Nothing ever came of it. Nothing ever happened after that. But we were just like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Like getting ready to rip all of our clothes off and like go down into that position. Plus it's like the middle of the night and no one's around. You're terrified. It was, yeah, it was creepy as shit. So it's never, I've never seen anything, but the drums, it was just, it's such an eerie sound where you're just like, holy shit, I'm just waiting for these ghosts to come and kill me now. That's awesome.
So that's, so it was a legend about the ghosts of these like Hawaiian kings, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were ghosts.
Okay. They're warriors and that would protect them. But yes, they were ghosts.
And that everybody,
like me, go ahead, sir.
Everybody heard those drums.
Everybody like heard the drums. Heard it wasn't just me. So everybody heard them and everybody was freaking the fuck out. We were like kind of peeking out from our tents and like looking to see if we could see anything. We didn't see anything. There is probably an explanation for it. Maybe there was a drum circle with some hippies somewhere and we just like missed it. But yeah, scared the crap out of us.
It sounds like me trying to be crafty at like 7, 8 years old. Like, oh, if you hear the drums and the people walk by, you got to get naked. You know, like I remember hanging out with like the girls in the neighborhood in like my apartment complex, and they were doing like handstands, and their shirts kept going up, and I could see like down into the shirt. So I was like, oh no, do it again, because you didn't get your legs all the way up. Like I sort of making shit up, like you didn't get your legs straight up, didn't count. You know, so they kept fucking going forward. That's some crafty ass. Oh, it's a ghost. You got to get naked. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We all just took it. We were all just like, okay, sure.
But none of you actually did that, right? You were like waiting for it.
No, we were just waiting for it. If you see them, that's when you have to do it. And that doesn't mean that they'll spare you. They still might kill you.
There's a fucking bunch of 14-year-old boys with bongos in the woods. Like they walk by, they don't get it. Ah, foiled again, you know?
They're not getting naked. I don't know who would want to see my 12-year-old girl chest, but, you know, someone.
One of those guys sticking their tongue down your throat.
You know what? That's absolutely right. Oh,
boy. Travis Bickle.
Yeah.
I still don't remember what that was 2 seconds ago. Yeah, there you go. Dave, have you ever had a weird, creepy, paranormal experience?
Yeah, as a kid, I was at this babysitter's. They used to watch this like before school and after school, that kind of thing. But it was like in somebody's house. Friday the 13th. So it's like one of my first coherent Friday the 13th. So I'm like, maybe second, third grade, something like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're starting to soak up all these rumors and things. And somewhere along the line, it was like you could get away with stuff on Friday the 13th that you couldn't usually get away with. I don't remember the specific list of everything, but one of the things I remember, because I did it this day, was if you drop anything on the floor and kiss it up to God, today is the day it actually works. I don't know if anyone heard that shit. That was something that was floating around in my mind at the time. I had just come back from the store. We're in the basement and I had bought all of this gum and I had every piece in my mouth, all 5 pieces of like Bubblicious or whatever it is. I got this big wad of gum. Somebody called my name and I went to speak and it fell out of my mouth onto the floor. It was like,
oh, no.
And when I picked it up, we're like in the basement. You know how people would just put the kids in the basement, let them in. So when I picked this thing up, this thing is a furry hairball of just dust mites and hair and all kinds. And I'm like, no. And I swear to God, I kissed it up to God. And when I brought it back down, there was nothing on the gum.
Whoa.
So I fucking, I chopped it, it down.
It was all on your lips from kissing it. It. Yeah.
But yeah, I kissed it up, brought it back down. It was nothing on it. And I proceeded chewing and I was so fucking happy.
That's an interesting one.
Wow. It really is.
So have you tried... Since you feel like this is real and this happened, have you tried then since then on other Friday the 13th to get away with other things?
I don't remember the list, but I do remember recently telling that story to my kids. Like my youngest is 9. She'll be 10 in March. But I remember telling her that, like, hey, go ahead, give it a try. I did it as a kid. And her mom was just like, don't fucking tell her that. Why would you tell her? I'm like, dude, this shit really happened. Like, so I'm an adult still telling my kids, like, yo, on Friday the 13th, if you step on the gum, you could eat it because that day works.
You step on the gum, you can eat it. I love that that's your thing. You're like, that happened to me, so that's what I know will happen. Don't wish for bigger things. Just gum that you can eat if you drop it. You know
fuck
what I mean?
World peace. Chew your bubblelicious.
Yeah, I even challenged my kids about that too, and they would ask Santa for, they would tell me what they're gonna ask Santa. I'm like, why don't you ask for Santa for a new house or something like that?
Something that benefits all of us.
I don't even know what to do with that story. I don't know like what the explanation would be behind that.
You might have been right. Maybe it was all on my lips. That's the case. It's so fucked up if that's what it was. But that stayed with me forever. I'm 38. I'm 37. I'll be 38 in a few weeks. But like, yeah, I must have been about 8 or 9 when that happened. So we're talking about 30 years. And I'm like, nah, I still remember that shit. That's the closest to supernatural shit. You know, black people, we don't have ghosts. There's no ghosts.
It's not true. We have black people tell ghost stories on the show.
They're lying. The uncle.
They're lying.
Like basically, people on when you have drug addicts in the house, they feel like you got ghosts in the house. That's about it. And sometimes your parents will tell you it's a ghost. They'd rather tell you it's a ghost than it's your uncle.
So you've never had something going bump in the night, and you wake up and you're convinced, even just like in your fear of the nighttime, that something is there with you.
No, in fact, at my last house in the suburbs, when we first moved to the suburbs, that was the scariest thing, to hear bumps in the night and you knew it wasn't a person. It was more than likely an animal. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. I grew up where it's like, if you hear a bump in the night, it's more than likely a person. It's just no one's ever sitting still. You know, it was too many people in the house too, when I grew up, you know what I mean? Like the second house that I lived at, there was 13 kids in the house. There's no room for a ghost. It's too many people.
That's fair. That's the way to combat ghosts, I guess. I have a few listener submitted stories that I haven't read yet. So I'm just going to randomly pick one. This is from, let's see. It's a little long. Let me try to speed through a little. This is from Zach.
Can you not seem so disappointed with their effort to make you a long story?
No. It's just, I thought I would get through this quickly. It's a little bit long. No, I appreciate it. And there's punctuation and it's broken up into paragraphs. So this guy.
So it's going to fucking fly by. It's gonna be like you're reading one of these short fucking non-grammatically correct ones.
Those are real rough. Okay. Oof. This is from Zach. Every time I go to read, I have to clear my throat a thousand times. Okay.
Phlegm.
Yeah. This story is a true story that happened to me. It's absolutely insane, but true nonetheless, which makes me think. It's not true.
Yeah. Story's already bullshit.
I was at my parents' house, whom live way out in the country. They have one of those driveways that goes way back into the woods a fair bit. There's a detached garage at the end of the driveway, and next to the garage, there's a strip of cleared land about half the width and half the length of a football field. Next to that, there's a row of pine trees my dad planted many moons ago with a field yonder that.
Yo, first of all, many moons, I was already annoyed. Oh, and then yonder. He said, yonder that. I mean, I do use yonder every now and again. All right, carry on.
I often played with my border collie on that strip of land between the garage and the pine trees. After blowing out both shoulders from throwing a ball 10,000 times, I started hitting the ball.
Timmy and fucking Lassie?
I started hitting the ball to him with a hockey stick because my body literally hurt all the time from having to play with him so much. One night I was playing with him on that strip of land, hitting the ball with the stick and watching him run after it in complete darkness. There's surprisingly a lot of light in the country due to the moon and the stars. One thing about my dog is that when he brings his toy back to you, he throws it out of his mouth and stares at it with the focus and intensity of a Ken Burns documentary. I don't know what it is. This time he threw his ball at me, and instead of staring at the ball like normal, he looked a little to the right, just past me towards the pine trees. I didn't really think of anything of it, so I shot the ball to him again. He brings it back to me, throws it out of his mouth, and stares at the same place behind me into the trees. This time I turned to look at what he was staring at and was immediately met with the single most terrifying feeling I've ever experienced in my entire life. It was like getting punched in the face. I saw a flashing sort of light and was pushed back a step or two. For some reason, I swear, I do not know why I thought to do this. I met the terrifying force by imbuing my hockey stick with the only thing I could think of, love. Full on corny ass hippie love. Maddie, let me finish. I thought of every family member, friend, person, animal, place I could think of that I loved dearly, and planted that stick onto the ground and mentally irradiated the area with my love. I blasted my love all over the place. What was weird was that whatever assaulted me...
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. It was needed. What was weird was that whatever assaulted me didn't expect me to fight back. It angrily struck one of the pine trees. I heard what sounded like someone hitting one of the trees with a stick. So I met it with another shot of love and pushed it back further along the row of pine trees and could hear another angry thwack of a tree. I did this 4 or 5 times. Each time the sound of the tree bashing went further and further away from me until it was all of a sudden became a metallic sound. My dad had a truck and a tractor parked towards the end of the row of pine trees, and it sounded like it was hitting the tractor. When I realized where it was, I finally grabbed my dog and got the fuck out of there. And that's my story of fighting something. I still don't know what.
Mm. All right. So Ricky is just as mentally healthy as always. That's it's good to hear from him. What the fuck? That's a lot.
Blasting love everywhere.
Okay. So he saw a flash of a light, right? That's what he said he saw. And then heard something hitting the tree. I don't know. But I guess that is the way to fight a negative energy.
Were you in a thunderstorm?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. No, Brian, it's not necessarily from Ricky. Maddie was making a joke. He asked if it was. Oh, did we lose you, Maddie? He's muted. Good. Let's take this opportunity to really get some talking out of the way. Oh, he can't even hear. I wanted to ask Maddie one question. Do you have a hard out, Dave?
No. I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah, we can finish it. We're fine.
Maddie, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Crap.
Uh-oh. Right.
You're muted, Maddie.
Oh, there I am. Hi guys, I'm back. All right, I can hear you again.
Okay, so before we wrap, one thing I wanted to ask you. At the end of last week's episode in the Scary Things segment, one of the stories that Carlo was talking about was a ghost in her house that they call Martha. After we finished recording the show, several of us had computer issues that don't normally have computer issues, and we blamed it on Martha getting into everyone's computers after we finished recording. Did you have any experiences after the show ended?
No. Thank God. I was really fingers crossed, praying for the best. I did not want any fucking business to do with Martha. No, I had nothing. I forgot about her, actually. Like, as soon as we ended, I was like, oh, who? Yeah,
it was very weird because my internet just like stopped working, and then Mike and Kim in the chat, they're saying Martha freaked us out.
Wait,
that was
now?
So wrong.
Not just now again.
No, they said it in the chat that Martha freaked us out. Just listen to my words. Unless we show. So Mike and Kim's computer went out, and they have a really good computer system because they do streaming and stuff, and their computer went out. And then Joey, actually, he said that he had an update happen, but Joey's computer crapped out also. So a bunch of us had this happen. And then that night, Carla said that she heard things falling in her kitchen, and she was freaked out. So that's Martha. That may be one of our first ghost hunting destinations. But we'll
Carla's
see.
House to find Martha.
Yeah, Carla's house. Yeah. I got I got our first piece of ghost hunting equipment, and it is an EVP recorder. So we have that. We're going to try to get like 3 or 4 pieces of ghost hunting equipment, and we're going on our first ghost hunt. I feel like you're hating all of this, Dave.
Because I never know. You always surprise me when there's some rabbit holes that you go down, Shannon, where I'm like, really? I had no idea. Okay.
I would like to, for each of our ghost hunts, I would like to have a guest that is full on believer and someone who is absolutely not a believer. So I would like for you to come on one of our ghost hunts with us as like a non-believer.
Okay, but if it gets crazy and I die first, someone needs to send my kids money. That's all. It's never good to invite the black guy, the black non-believer, off to the ghost hunting
situation. That's why we're bringing you along, because you know, if something goes wrong, it's going to happen to you first. That's how it always goes in the movies.
We just need to buy some, what do you call that? The cheap life insurance, term life insurance. It's real cheap. I'm healthy. It'll probably be like $19. You know what I mean? You only got to pay 1 month of premium.
Do you believe though that there is paranormal stuff, or do you just believe like dead and over and there's nothing weird happening?
Yeah, dead and over. There's nothing. I've been around. It's just too much death. You know what I mean? It's too much death around, like, that, you know, I've never been haunted. I got a lot of friends that died. Like where I used to live at in Philly, my corner was notorious because there were drug dealers on my block that used to like stash their crack vials in the flower pots of my neighbor. So like I was always at the comedy club, but there was always shootings on my block. I would come home pretty often to a lot of teddy bears and, you know, candles like visuals on my block. And we don't have any ghosts. That's the way I look at it. We had, like, these are tons of people dying horrific deaths right here on this corner, and nothing happens.
But just maybe they had no connection to you, so they didn't bother coming to visit.
But as I'm saying, nobody, like, you know, even when people come to smoke and drink and pour, you know, liquor out, or you pay respects or whatever, some people, they love to just, like, and I think it's a different cultural thing also, where, you know, we kind of hang out and around where the dead people are. Maybe that's what it is. You guys weren't pouring out enough liquor for your dead homies.
That could be. Also, though, could it be, that's true, could it be a thing, though, where, because we've had, like, guys on the show that are, like, too macho to admit to having an experience, or they won't tell it on the air. Maybe they'll tell it off the air. Could it be though that maybe you're hanging around with people that don't feel comfortable enough because they think you'll think they're crazy if they tell you about their experience?
Oh, I thought you were going to go that after those spirits don't like toxic masculinity.
Oh, no.
Oh, you talk about like hood black guys? No, they never put up a front, Shannon, ever.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, there was also, like, a lot of Haitians and Africans in my neighborhood that their parents were, like, in the house doing, like, voodoo and chicken shit, and they don't talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, there's, like, weird shit. They, like, sacrifice a chicken in, like, the fucking coat closet, and it's like, dude, that's not normal, and they just come to school tomorrow and don't talk about it, so...
See, the Jews do that, too. You'd think you'd fucking get along in an elevator.
What about you, Zia? Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in an afterlife?
I'm very much sort of in where I'm at with religion, very agnostic. I've got no freaking idea. It's possible. The fact that we're here and we're alive is absolutely insane. We fucking shouldn't be. But somehow we are. And there could be some higher power. There could not be. There could be an afterlife. There could be, like, I'm just very, like, I'm leaning towards, like, maybe not, but it's possible.
Yeah. You're open to it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm open to it. It'd be cool to find out if there's something more. Reincarnation sounds kind of interesting too, where you hear some stuff and you're like, maybe. But
that I do think that that's a thing. But I don't think you'll haunt your other people. Like, the only people you'll haunt, if you're like RoboCop, yeah, he haunted his wife. Because he was like half robot. And had his human memory. But I do think that, like, when you die, you just go to the next level. Like, you figured out whatever you were supposed to figure out here, and boom, now you move to the next level, and it's going to be harder, and it's just like a video game. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of respawn somewhere else as you've leveled up and figured that level out.
Or we're just like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Or you're just like, these, we're all of these weird like beings, this consciousness, like whatever happens to our consciousness or our energy or whatever, we're just living through, we've been around for fucking who knows how long. You get bored just floating around, whatever. And we're like living through this human experience over and over again, because what else are you going to do, you know?
And once you do them all, then you understand where you go like, oh, we just weren't listening to each other. Okay.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear. That's my biggest fear, is going out and then waking up in a harder spot than this. This is hard enough. I'll take first world problems. They're hard enough. I don't want to wake up where there's no running fucking water.
Yeah.
With this theory, because we've talked about it before, and I think it could be a combination of what you both said, where you could be like floating around and then be like, all right, I'm ready now to like go back in again and figure out some more shit. But like, there are beliefs in that line of thinking that you choose what your like problems are going to be the next time. Like, you choose the mother and the father because you know what conflicts that's going to cause. And you know that like, that's what you have to work through your next time around. Does that make, am I saying it in a way that makes sense?
Yeah. Okay. Like, you learn a different lesson and you choose people that you're, the family you're going to be born into based on whatever lessons you want to learn.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about my fear of how many stupid people who exist that don't have these thoughts ever. They just fucking, they wake up, they shit, they go to work, they come home, they eat, they shit again, maybe. They go to bed and then fucking...
Right, Shannon?
Oh, no. They just believe in like God and Jesus and that, and they stop right there.
Yeah.
That's it. But only like when it applies, because they'll have premarital sex and beat up their neighbor and whatever. But when it applies, that's when they go back
to God. So what, I want to fucking drop a load in the shower. Who's watching? I don't know. Hopefully no one.
Yeah,
you see that article? Like, 1 in 9 people poop in the shower?
Oh, that happened to me once.
No, but like on purpose. Well, like, they just like peeing in the shower. Like, when you're in the shower, a lot of people pee in the shower. Some people think it's weird. Apparently.
Guilty.
I mean, I do too. Once you're in the shower, it's going to wash down the drain. It's not a huge deal. Apparently, there are people that poop in the shower kind of on that same principle of peeing in the shower. Like, I forget what the number was. It was like 1 in 9 or 1 in 6 or 1 in 2. So there was some number of people.
That's got to be the onion. There's no way. What do? They mush it down with their fucking toes?
That's what I'm saying. How are you pooping in the shower? It wasn't an onion article, I swear to God.
I don't agree with shitting in the shower, but I could see people having that argument.
That's not more convenient though. Like, peeing in the shower, I guess, would be more convenient. Yeah. Pooping in the shower is not more, it's less convenient.
You're too accepting, Dave.
She just said it's called waffle stomping. There you go. It already has a name. So that's what I'm saying. It's a thing.
But
that's,
it doesn't like mean it should be.
Trombone, and when you heard about the upper deck or any of those other goofy things, the Dirty Sanchez, it's a thing. It has a name.
It's true.
I don't know how I feel about your acceptance of other people.
That's what this whole conversation is about. You got to experience. Maybe I accept it because in a previous life I've done it.
All right. That's everyone's homework. All right. Everyone listening, everyone watching. Come on. Listen, you got to fucking, what are you going to?
Yeah, I got to go ghost hunting. You're pooping in the shower,
Shannon. Don't be closed-minded, Shannon. It's 2021. We got to be woke.
I can't poop in my shower. I have like I just have a shower. I don't have a tub.
You're not trying hard enough.
And there's like a plastic mat, which is also why I don't pee in the shower, because I feel like the pee is just going to stick to like the rubber mat and it's just going to be a disgusting thing. So yeah, only showering happens in my shower. I'm not going to poop. I'm sorry, Dave.
Get a hotel. I'm pooping in a hotel. Okay,
that I'll try that.
Yeah. It's like a nice hotel too. The more expensive, the better. Hotels tonight, you can get a $500 room for like $115.
Got it. I will get on that and we'll see you when we ghost hunt.
And if you eat enough vegetables and have enough fiber and all that stuff, it'll just come out liquidy and you'll be fine. Wash right down.
On that note, we're going to wrap up. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today and for sharing your stories. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and then we'll get out of here. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
Just, I guess, follow me on Instagram if you care to do so, at Jester Skulls. And let's chat. Let's have fun. Let's make love. Let's be handsome together. I don't know. I got a piece of bad God.
Dave, what'd you like to plug?
I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. Please come and follow me. My special, the second one, is available on my website, DaveTempleComedy.com. So go there, check that out, get to know me on my little podcasts and stuff. As Shannon mentioned, I am new co-host of No Need for Apologies, We come out Sunday at 3 o'clock on YouTube. But if you want to get it early, you can go to Gas Wednesdays at 1 o'clock at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Come and fuck with me. I'm always in the live chat. So if you want to go and do the live chat on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, come on, let's do the live chat while we do the show.
Awesome. So would you like to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, excuse me, at Zia underscore land. It is spelled XIA underscore land. And check out my Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/Zialand. We do gaming. We do eating. We do baking. It's a fun. It's really fun.
I love all of those things.
Same. It's the best time ever. I like literally sit on a countertop and eat snacks for like 2 hours. It's the best fucking thing ever. I love it. And then I also do a show with E-Rock from Opie and Anthony, if anyone remembers that. It's Eric Nagel, and you can find that pretty much anywhere where you find podcasts, and that's out every week as well. And Chippa's podcast.
Awesome. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Once again, if you use promo code TTI at gasdigitalnetwork.com, you'll get a 2-week free trial plus access to all the amazing shows on the network, including No Need for Apologies. You get every single show that every one of the shows has ever done, and it's risk-free for 2 weeks. If you hate it after that, you can get rid of it, but you're going to love it because we have a lot of amazing talent on the network. If you have stories to submit for bad things, scary things, and bad dates, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Wherever you listen to the show, make sure to rate and review, especially on iTunes and YouTube. Subscribe and tell a friend. If you have
tell
a friend,
two friends.
Tell two friends, talk to them about if someone likes talking about ghosts, maybe death, murder, bad dates, fights. Tell
got
them
any
to
friends
to
that
show.
Might be on the verge of suicide at any given moment? Tell them about the thing is. Tell two of them.
go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And I believe that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.